A federal judge has temporarily blocked part of that new Florida law that banned transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming care. For the three transgender youth whose families brought the emergency request, this allows them to continue receiving puberty blockers. Here's the attorney for the plaintiffs, Jennifer Levy, speaking on the injunction.
That's a very, very important initial step in taking down the law completely.
We're joined now by WUSF reporter Stephanie Colombini, who's been covering this. Stephanie, just be clear for us. This injunction only applies to three of the seven families in the lawsuit, and it doesn't apply to maybe young people outside of the lawsuit who had also been getting gender-affirming care? Wow, what's happened here?
And just to be clear, there's only three children involved in the lawsuit. The seven plaintiffs kind of include their parents, and that's why there's seven. So there's only three children in the lawsuit, and it does only apply to them. So any other trans child in Florida that was not previously receiving gender-affirming treatments before the medical board rules went into effect are still not going to be able to access care. The state has already made it clear since this ruling that they will continue to enforce the ban for everybody else.
Oh, so these were the only ones getting it in this moment. But the most important thing some are saying about what the judge has done is in his explanation. Talk about that.
Yeah, he did not hold back. This is U.S. District Judge Robert Henkel. In his ruling, he really blasted the state for this ban. He called it an exercise in politics, not good medicine. You know, said that the state was using medical experts to justify their ban that really had anti-trans views overall. And the judge said gender identity is real and that there is well-established standards of care to treat children with gender dysphoria. That is what advocates are saying is really significant about this ruling, is that the judge has said they are likely to succeed in their claims, that this is unconstitutional, and that, really affirming for the trans community what they've been saying, which is that this is safe and effective medical care when administered appropriately.
Yeah, but it was a temporary ruling, and we've been hearing the stories of how these families are trying to figure out how to move quickly to get continuing care. You can't start this and then not stop it, as the judge seems to agree. But what does this mean? I mean, temporary. So what happens now?
So the case will go to trial. So, this is, a preliminary injunction. And, the state could appeal this. We've seen this in the past. This same judge was the one who blocked Florida's 15-week abortion ban when that had gone to court and the state appealed that. Appeals court side with the state. And here we are. We have a 15-week abortion ban in effect while we're waiting for the Florida Supreme Court to rule on that. So it's very, uncertain what will happen with the case. And so families, I think everybody was relieved by yesterday's decision and happy about it, of course. But there's just been so much uncertainty in the trans community here in Florida when it comes to accessing care that I think people will believe it when they see it.
Yeah, on the part of adults as well. And this could obviously go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Correct.
Yeah. Stephanie Colombini, a reporter at member station WUSF in Tampa. Stephanie, thanks as always for helping
Thank
us
you.
Understand things going on in Florida. Thank you.
Happy to be here.